each. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. In the summertime, you get plenty of vegetables,
yes, you
right?
Do.
Summer vegetables, they don't require a lot of cooking.
They don't. I always go to farmers markets and let the vegetables lead you around. You look to see what all the purveyors have. It's all going to be local. Chances are it's all going to be organically grown. Look and see what appeals to you because it's all in season. You'll make your own discoveries. Peppers may be available now. Eggplant, sugar snap peas.
And zucchini.
Then zucchini, onion, and garlic.
Lots of varieties.
Lots of varieties of onions, and also shallots, which I adore, and then green onions.
Mm-hmm.
Look around for those veggies.
Leeks.
And then you'll have some ideas of maybe how to cook them. Dorothy came up with this idea not too long ago of doing a sauté of zucchini and onion. And she chose either red onion or yellow onion because they were both available. You brown the onion to caramelize it in olive oil, and you push it to one side of the skillet. She doesn't take it out. And then she slices zucchini maybe a quarter of an inch thick, doesn't salt it or anything at this point, puts it into the pan with the olive oil, and then browns it maybe 4 minutes on each side. And by then it's cooked. And then she kind of brings in the onions to mix with the zucchini, throws in a bit of chopped garlic and parsley, and then seasons with salt and pepper, and it's ready to serve very quickly.
Yes.
It makes a great side dish.
Plenty of things that you can do with that. Don't forget, corn starts creeping in at odd moments. It's not necessarily the corn that you're going to eat for corn on the cob, although that's what we're looking for. That's why we go there, right?
Uh-huh.
Useful for plenty of other things.
Well, you can make spoon bread.
Yes.
You can make a corn souffle. And that's when I would put in some sweet peppers into a corn souffle. You can also sauté corn. Cut it off the cob.
Cut it off the cob.
Sauté it with butter or olive oil. And then take a lot of whatever veggies you like and dice them up. You could do zucchini again. You can do peppers. For herbs, you have a lot of choice right now. You have fresh thyme. You might be able to get fresh lemon thyme. There's certainly fresh basil around. Dice up different vegetables and sauté them all together with the corn. Don't forget beans. Now, we have the green beans, but I've also found at farmer's market the kind of beans that are dried beans. And these are really dried beans, but they are so tender at this point because they're new crop. And I would cook those up.
Yeah.
There are different varieties you can get from different vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cook up a different variety, then you can make the three bean salad.
Sure.
Could put in four beans if you want. Olive oil, garlic, parsley is great.
In season and locally is almost the only time you can get things like wax beans, which I love. Not only do they provide more color, but they are wonderfully tasty, but you never get them. And that happens generally to many of these vegetables that we're talking about. You go to the supermarket, they're not going to appear.
Look at the different eggplant varieties that you can
get.
The Japanese eggplant, with long, thin ones, which are great with Asian sauces. You also have your globe eggplants, which are wonderful if you stab them in many places with a paring knife and then stick in garlic slivers, bake them at 400 degrees for, say, an hour, then scoop out the interior, put it in a strainer to drain off the juices. Then you've got this lovely puree that you can mash up and add diced tomatoes to it. Salt and pepper, very simple. And this becomes a lovely spread that you can put on French bread. So you can make a bruschetta with just that.
You're killing
me. I'm killing you. The fresh tomatoes that are available.
Oh, the fresh tomatoes.
Oh, and
well,
all
the fresh
kinds.
Tomatoes. It might be what actually brings everybody to the market anyway. Get some of those tomatoes that taste like tomatoes.
We just eat them. Sometimes we'll cook them in the oven for a long, long time, dry them out. They're still moist, but they've lost like 90% of their moisture, and then pack them into containers with olive oil, and I can stick them in the freezer and have fresh tomatoes for the winter.
And mushrooms.
And mushrooms. But cook your mushrooms first.
Yes, cook your mushrooms. It's just a plethora
of
good things in the summertime. Make sure you take advantage of it, because soon enough, you're going to be looking around and looking at winter squashes and stuff like that. Not yet, folks.
Not yet.
Dig in. Jump in and fang it. Dang it. And come back next week for
The Food Guys.
Guys.